Malaysian Christians reject confiscated Bibles. Children face hopelessness in Latvia as the financial crisis deepens. And a ministry is offering a hands-on encounter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Malaysian Christians are protesting the government's offer to release what Christians call desecrated Bibles. 30,000 Bibles were confiscated in 2009 because they used the word Allah for God. 2 years later, the Bibles are being released by the mostly Muslim country, but Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says it's under one condition.
Now the government is saying, okay, we'll go ahead and release these Bibles, but we want you to stamp on the front of them that these are for the use of Christians only, not for the use of other religions. They also want each of the Bibles to be stamped with a serial number.
If a Muslim was found with it, it could be traced back to that Christian. The situation doesn't bode well for believers.
I think what it means is that the government is going to do everything they can to make it difficult, particularly for Christians who are evangelizing, and especially evangelizing among the Malay people.
Next, Japan's earthquake damage is expected to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. For many survivors, their most immediate concern isn't the future, but the present need for food, shelter, clean water, and heat. Asian Access estimates nearly 300 churches were in the tsunami-impacted areas. They've set up a relief base, and other churches are serving as shelters. A2 also has a $1 million matching grant right now, where funds are doubled. We've got more online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Yesterday, we alerted you to some changes that Ethiopia's government was making in their foreign adoption policies. However, the story isn't all bad news. We spoke to Bethany Christian Services' Sarah Ryder for the positives of the story.
What we do envision once this thing settles down is that there probably will be an increase in wait times for families. But it's not going to be the wait times that people are talking about right now.
It won't be what it was, but she's confident that a compromise is coming. In the meantime, Bethany continues to build on its strength of family services like fostering, kinship care, and family preservation services. Their team acts as the hands and feet of Christ in nurturing the children they're working with. However, prayer is needed for the staff and families in limbo.
Pray that God would just wrap his arms around these families and that they would trust him, that he has a plan in all this and he knows about this, and we're going to get through this together.
Kids need sponsors, too. There are more details on the story at our website. Next, Latvia's financial crisis is threatening a Christian after-school program. The program provides tutoring, a hot meal, and spiritual guidance for 50 kids living in the deepest poverty. Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach says,
they so need that spiritual support and help and prayer, knowing that they have someone to turn to with these difficult issues, knowing that the Lord loves them no matter how difficult their life gets.
But those things could be ripped from the kids any day. The financial crisis has cost the program all of its funding. Without it,
they will have to close this ministry. The children will have no place to go. So these children will go hungry and will not have that support they so desperately need. The kids are there until about 6 o'clock in the evening. And it is really the only place they have to go. And before this ministry started, these children were literally on the street, and that's where they'll have to go back to.
You can help prevent this by sponsoring a child through Orphan Outreach. Learn more at our website. And Worldwide Christian Schools is offering a hands-on encounter with the mission field. The encounters are mission trips, giving team members a chance to be literal hands and feet of Christ. A church in Ontario, Canada just sent a team to Managua, Nicaragua to help finish a school there in time for the new school year. Relationships were also built that opened the door for the gospel in the community. We've got more information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.